This is the Taranaki Museum Oral History Programme, an interview with Mr. Jack Goodwin, who is visiting New Plymouth from his home in Hawke's Bay. Today is August the 1st, 1997. We're recording on a Sony WM-D6C cassette recorder using Sony ECM-144 microphones. The interviewer is Mary Donald, and this is tape number... must be tape number 6, 5, something like that, 5, 6, can't remember, I've lost count. We were talking, we've been too busy talking, haven't we? You were talking about the Fitzroy Seaside.
That was one of the last ones to return to my control house.
So when you say it was the last one to return to your control, what had happened to it before?
It was led by a separate Seaside Park committee, led by a well-known solicitor, chairman for many years, and they had the income to actually help keep your maintenance going, so they weren't so interested in disbanding.
And that, so that would have had that little tiny swimming pool down there, does, and now, like now, I think it's got the surf club down there. It's got a camping ground, and I think that it used to have a little swimming pool down there. Was that what how it came to you? That Fitzroy Seaside area.
Yes.
And when did it pass over to you into your control?
Oh, it was the last one of all the parks, because they were a younger committee than some of the others, and of course was a surf club president there. But the approvals for the erection of buildings and developments and things like that had to go through the council. They were approved by the council. And the development up on the top, on the higher level development of more recent years, that was after it came over to me. We developed the higher level area for caravans and above the possible flooding level and that sort of thing, was the possible of the tilting of the country to the west.
You haven't noticed that in your time, have you?
So many centimetres a year. I've noticed the encroachment of the sea. I put in stakes along from the Wairoa River mouth along to the Herakawi River mouth. I had stakes setting out the high level points reached by the various spring tides over the years, so that I had some sort of a guide as to what was happening with the foreshore. The golf course was part of Fitzroy Park. Was the golf course, which is a long-term lease to the... Well, we become involved in the management of that and helping them get it established, and I think it's quite a useful for the golf club there now. We're also involved in the saltwater reservoir down there to supply cooling water to the fertilizer works.
All right.
And it was pumped up from that reservoir down there. And we extracted the shingle from the river flat there and developed that lake down there at the bottom of the park there. There used to be one or two commercial buildings down there, the abattoir and the byproducts of the abattoir, and Skin and Hide Company. They've gradually shifted out, and the whole of that site area there now is part of Fitzroy Park, Seaside Park. There's room for development there for further grounds. In fact, the most logical, if they want another athletic track in the town, it's the most logical place to develop one. Across the yes, we didn't mention the Fitzroy Park. Those grounds were developed in my time for hockey and rugby. I think soccer's played out there now too, but anyway, the leases at which they're usually arranged, they're considered to be one of the best arrangements in the country, is that one ground only is leased to a club, and they have to apply for a renewal every year, and also a request for additional grounds, so you get increased membership and require the use of the additional grounds. But the council maintains control over how many grounds are leased, and the long-term leases are really only for the home ground, as it were. And they build the upper pavilion or gymnasium on the understanding that whilst their clubs are strong, they'll always have the first refusal of the remaining grounds. And we see over the years, occasionally the clubs disintegrate. And they haven't the use for the ground, so it's just as well for the local body to keep the control of the grounds. But automatically, if they have the demand for them, they'll be used by that club that is in residence on the number one ground. So I think it works out quite well. Sanders Park is one of the big football clubs, one of the older football clubs.
And you mentioned about the walkways commission, or the walkways, the New Zealand walkways system.
Yeah.
When did that sort of have its impact on Plymouth?
Well, I've never really been quite at home with that. I've read a little bit about it and so forth, but in one way or another, the early council has set aside a lot of valley land along rivers that couldn't be developed for housing, for reserves in New Plymouth. And I've been involved in was one of those, several of those. And that is simply the best way to articulate the sewage system, is to bring them down by gravity down the valleys and drain them towards the pumping stations or outfalls, whatever that may be. And with the Hanui walkway from the
Cumberland Street, is it?
Cumberland Street, where we had an agreement with the engineers that they would put in there, and they put in their sewage line, that we would also develop a walkway and carry out our planting and so forth in association with her work, and it worked the two in together. And it worked very well. And I think it's one of the most popular walkways now. There's another one up the Huatoki River, also from the sea, that you have to go over the top of Devon Street, or you can go through the tunnel if you want to, but not a very desirable place to go.
Yes, the Huatoki is beautiful, isn't it? I mean, it's one of my favourite haunts to walk in the Huatoki Valley. I think that's just lovely, and I think it works really well.
Yes, well, the area reserves been set aside by the town clerk and engineers in the past, and some of it's been for to provide for engineering access and permission to putting sewers. Mind you, they can put sewers to a private property and regulations are able to do that.
But in the Huatoki, you've got that lovely balance between wide open spaces and large areas of lawn, and then down to some small little gullies which take you down through trees and shrubs and leafy, bushy places, and then you're out again into a more expansive area. And it's a, to me, it's a lovely. Lovely combination of being funneled from one place to another, and it's really nice. I think it works very well.